And 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, it's your host, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, here on the Fun Podcast, where we talk about fun things all the time.
Excuse me, I just have something in my throat.
That's okay. I'm here with my first interview guest of the night, Mrs. Kenzie Pruitt. Kenzie, how you doing? Kenzie? Stop ruining my podcast and answer my question. What?
I said...
Look, being interviewed on the Fun Podcast is a privilege.
Doesn't sound very fun anymore.
Stop ruining my podcast.
You ruined it.
We're starting over.
Fun Podcast.
3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. It's your host, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, here on the Fun Podcast, where we talk about fun things all the fun time. I'm here with our first interview guest of the night, Mrs. Yeetmaster. Yeetmaster, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Trying to get some homework done, but my sister keeps annoying me with her iPhone.
Oh, yeah. What homework are you working on tonight?
I'm working on my AP Calculus.
Ooh, AP Calculus. Sounds hard.
It is to art majors like you, yes.
So tell us more about what's been going on in your life lately.
God, this is hard.
Come on. How's your life been? Really, Yeet Master, please.
Just been eating here, eating there, eating everywhere.
I'm sorry, did you say eating?
No, well, yeah, that too, I guess. Technically, that would apply also.
Yeet Master, can you explain to us what the word yeet means? I'm so good at this.
What's funny is that someone asked me that today. My boss saw it on my water bottle. Everyone, I have a sticker that says yeet because I thought it was funny. My boss was like, is this yours? He was like, what does that even mean? I always see it written down, but I've never heard anyone say it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I wouldn't recommend saying it, but I guess you could. And then he was like, why do you use it? And I was, how do you use it? What does it even mean? So that's a fun story because it correlates to how you just asked me that same thing.
That's wild. I feel like there's some sort of
I almost went yeet
forces
myself.
Out there that are trying to ask you,
the Yeet Master,
what yeet means. I feel like the forces.
I mean, do you want the definition?
Like, they're like, if you're gonna call yourself Yeet Master, you gotta own up to it. So, what does yeet mean?
Yeet means. Yeet means a variety of things. Yeet means I could have dropped my croissant, but I didn't. Yeet means, holy crap, I forgot to clean my room for my mother because my mother wants me to. Yeet means, holy crap, I just passed a test. Yeet means, holy crap, I'm better than my sister. Yeet means, holy crap. Yeah, I mean, if you... It means holy crap, basically.
Wow. That...
Yeah, I think if I had more time, I'd go into a monologue, but I gotta do this work, and you're really distracting me, and I hope it's not even been working the past few.
Wait, whoa. Did you just...
Dang.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We actually have 16 more minutes to build, so really, if you want to keep talking about yeet, you totally can.
Yay! Look, I'm drawing it right now. You
so
guys
tell
can't
us
see
more
that
about
though,
your
because
boss.
Podcasts suck.
Do you always talk to him so casually?
Well, when your name is the Yeet Master, it tends to spark up pretty casual conversation with anyone you walk past.
Casual conversation? Is that why you do it? You prefer to be approached casually?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know how people have, sometimes they have faith tattoos in another language, and their secret ultra motive?
Yeah.
Do you know what word I'm trying to say?
No.
Their secret motive for that tattoo that is undecipherable is to get someone to ask them about it, and then they can talk about faith or whatever. Well, sometimes I just wear a name tag that says Yeet Master so that people will ask me about it and then I can talk about what yeet means.
So you're kind of like a yeet evangelist.
Can that be your podcast, Yeet Evangelizers?
Yeet. I'll write that down.
But, my blog.
I kind of feel like the fun podcast is a great title, but we'll see. Did you know I actually have one of those tattoos you were talking about?
You have a faith-based tattoo that is indecipherable to the common eye?
Yep.
Where?
Well, I can't say it on this podcast, but it's there.
But this podcast is the fun podcast.
Yeah, but it's also for all audiences.
Then how fun can it be?
Anyway, so, how was your second day of, is your second day of school? How was it?
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
That scene in Walter Mitty where he's in the cab
and then they're talking to Conan?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't feel like most of our audiences will have seen Walter Mitty.
Those all audiences.
Is that your favorite movie?
No.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't know.
That's really not a great podcast.
No, it's an amazing movie. It's about this child who grows up, discovers life. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I can't decide. There's too many out there, you know.
So name some good ones.
Let's see. Ferris Bueller, I feel like that's a classic. I bought my camera.
Yeah, I know you bought your camera. Let's talk about that. You bought...
I'm very excited.
...a film camera.
I am beyond excited.
You bought a film camera because you like photography?
Yeah.
No, you don't like photography.
I can learn to like it.
Why did you buy
it? I just think it's
camera?
So cool.
What's cool?
I just think it's cool how personal this process is. And how it's not,
you
I don't
think
know,
that
I think it's like a good hobby
film
to get.
Is an
no.
intimate process.
I guess, sure.
Do you have weird addiction. Access to a darkroom?
No, I have access to, I mean, yeah, not personally, but I have somewhere to take my film to get it developed.
And where would that place be?
Creative Photos in Fort Myers.
So you're not actually.
Shout out to you ladies or men who work there.
So you won't actually be developing the photos yourself.
Well, do you see a darkroom?
Well, so what's the point of having a film camera?
It's still cool.
Why do you think it's so cool?
I just do. Why do you hate that I think it's cool?
Because I feel like you're crazy, man.
Why?
Because I took photography classes. I know what's entailed in this process. And I feel like you don't respect the art of photography, number one.
Everybody, now we are entering list mode. Get out your sticky notes.
Number two.
We're on number two.
You don't know anything about photography.
Megan, I gotta do some homework.
Number three.
How long is this
you
list?
You don't have a dark room. Number four. You don't have money to keep buying film. Number five. You don't even know what film is.
Yes, I do.
Number six. You are so hipster. Yes, you are. This
okay,
is
well, whatever. I still think it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be something fun that I can learn through senior year that will get me through school. Because I don't want to do this, but I think it's going to be fun to have a hobby that's
you
not like soccer.
You know what you sound like right now?
What?
You
a yeet
sound
master
like.
Who's yeeting on you? Are you yeeted? Is that why you're insecure right now? You're being yeeted?
No.
You can't handle the shine of the yeet?
Interrupting on a podcast is very unhappy
fun.
Listeners. Okay?
What listeners, Megan? What listeners? Us in 10 years, when we see this in our iTunes thing,
you know what?
Because it's going to be under the playlist Greatest Hits.
You know what?
Probably do, because then
I
got a 5 and you didn't.
Stop distracting. What? Are you? Oh my gosh. Everyone, can I just tell you a little bit about my friend Yeet Master? Yeet Master does this thing where she or he goes on rants
about all of these things whenever they're trying to be like, whenever they're trying to defend themselves, whenever they feel emotionally attacked, they will go on these rants and start poking you with all of these random sentences about the randomest things that all have the intention of either insulting you, offending you, hurting you, or
bragging. Oh, I'm going to go through rule three there.
That and kind of threw me off. I just want to say, we just witnessed one of those here on the Fun Podcast. E-Master, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have to say that I have things that I need to do right now.
Well, lucky for you, E-Master, we only have 10 more minutes that we need to fill. So, get talking. When's your bedtime, Meat Master? Okay. For the audience out there, Meat Master is writing some words down on her paper, and she says, "I refuse to talk until you pay me for my guest appearance." Yeet Master, let me just tell you now, this is not a pay-worthy appearance thus far, so you better start earning your paycheck in these last 10 minutes, Yeet Master.
Oh my gosh.
And I will never invite you back to the Fun Podcast if you do not start speaking.
Then why would I start speaking?
Oh my gosh, you were just... Do you want this podcast to fail? Yeet Master is nodding yes. You suck.
Yeet Master is
triggered. That is insane. Nobody listens. But you suck.
You'll never know what I just said.
What did you... I will just listen to the podcast later.
I can make a marshmallow sandwich with my toes on fire.
That can't possibly be sounding good. You know what?
Yeet Master. I have to read the paper.
Please, just give me eight more minutes of your time.
What do you want me to tangent
really,
about?
Literally anything.
All right, let's say, you have to give me a topic if you're the little interviewee.
Okay, fine. So, I'm not sold that I want to keep this podcast titled The Fun Podcast. Ugh, and
talk about something fun. No offense. I know that there's a little irony in that.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your life. What's happening? Any drama? Any juice? Tell us.
I mean, there's always drama and juice when you're this popular and when you go around eating on people. So, you know, there's always going to be casualties.
Right. So what are the latest casualties?
And the latest casualties are a woman named Susie, Jeff Black, Matt Smith.
Okay. Anyway, Meat Master, give us some juice, really.
I don't want to give you juice.
What's the tea? Oh, why don't you define tea for us? What's that
tea
about?
Tea is anything that makes you go, really? Oh my gosh. Yeet.
I see. All right. So tell us, let's
tea talk. Is unbiblical.
Let's talk about the private school you attend.
I kind of hate it.
You kind of hate it. Why do you hate your private school?
It's just really small. You know, today I was at my locker with the gal pals, and
Peyton was one of the gal pals.
She goes, "You know what they were talking about you in study hall, Kenzie?" I was like, "Who was?" And she was like, "The boys." I was like, "What boys?" And she was like, "The, like, boyfriend group." And it was, like, Jeremy's in that class, and it was like,
sorry.
And I was like... talking about me.
They were talking about you? Oh my gosh.
Like, how stupid, how young are you, you know? Like, how small is the school?
They were talking about you? What were they saying?
I don't know. She didn't know. She had headphones in, but she heard my name, and Jeremy was, like, talking about me.
Who was?
I was like, what?
Whoa.
We're filming.
Sorry.
Mom, stop it. Mommy.
Now we're going to know I love my mother. That's right. Yeet Master and I are related.
I thought you were going to keep my identity.
Well, I have a lot of...
I'm her younger
relatives.
Brother.
Um.
I'm not going to write this paper tonight.
So you're not.
Who are we kidding?
Well,
not me.
Maddie and I were talking about this. Maddie's a sister of mine, and we were saying that writing essays, you can't just open up a computer, open up Word / Pages, whatever you prefer, / Google Docs,
what was in this one?
And be like, you can't just start writing. You know, you have to write an outline.
What was in this?
I don't write outlines.
That means that your work just won't flow. I'm sorry.
My work always flows. I got a 5 on the AP language exam. Megan did not. She didn't. She got less than a 5. She got less than a 5, and I'm guessing she also didn't have any flow because she didn't get a 5.
Okay.
However, I had tons of flow just because I am.
You're not.
Say it with me, ye master.
Give me that.
I think he encompasses flow a little bit, maybe even a little spike.
You're doing nothing here.
Okay, it's list time. Oh. Number one, my listeners know me not as Megan, but as Purple Sunshine Moonbeam. Number two, I did in fact make a 5 on the AP Language Arts exam. Thank you very much. Number three.
I'm sorry, it was every other exam that you didn't make.
No, you know what?
Right.
That is also not true. That is also false. This Yeet Master, stop doing that fast talking thing, okay?
You
know what?
Your forebrain brain not comprehending.
We've only reached 16 minutes and 27 seconds, but I am done with you.
This has been 16.
I am done
minutes.
With you. Hanging up the interview phone right now. Hang on.
Good way to end it.
Go away.
I'm trying.
Stop talking.
Anyway, you're trying to steal this.
I'm. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed my interview with Yeet Master. Stay tuned for... How'd you know? Just kidding. Stay tuned for next week where I will interview another dear friend of mine. And this is Purple Sunshine Moonbeam signing out. Bye.